purpose driven.
I'm going to fulfill the purpose for which I was created. I speak into my head, I speak into my heart, I speak into my mind, I speak into the in person in me. You shall begin to come out. You are powerful than the world. You shall begin to come out because you are powerful than the world. Show that thing God has imputed in you. This flesh houses that explosive genius. Come out and showcase it. Those things that I set my eyes or my mind on to achieve, I had achieved them. First in my list to become a multi-millionaire in the next 2 years. It's going to work. It's working already. Like it's in the pipeline. I don't have to stress myself too much to see to that. It's actually working. This I reread, I bring out from the letters of my heart, and I declare to my head, to my hands, to my feet, to my mind, to my eyes, to my ears, to my mouth, are going to work in line with the purpose God has given to me. You are going to work in line with the purpose I was made to fulfill in the world. I cut off negativity. I cut off pessimism. I cling on to optimism. I hold and I grab positivity, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible for me. Nothing. Nothing is impossible. I mean nothing. There is no mathematics I cannot solve. There is no grammar I cannot put together. There is no scientific equation I cannot simplify. There's nothing on the earth I cannot climb and surpass. I would surmount everything that seems impossible for man. I'm a problem solver. I'm innovative. I am creative. I am pragmatic. I am proactive. I am just a genius. My mold broke. There's no two me. It's me. It's myself and me alone. And I'm meant to fulfill the purpose God has imputed in me. Every circumstance around me are down. They have no place. They have no impact. The least impact in my life is not possible. No circumstance has the least impact in my life. My day is planned, orchestrated, fulfilled, because it is God who works in me to will and do of His own good pleasure. Whatever bad that has happened, happened for a good reason. And it happened just to tell me that I'm in the process. I'm in the wheel. I have been in the wheel. And Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, has been molding. He wants to make a perfect vessel from me. He wants to make a perfect vessel of my life. He wants to make a perfect vessel that kings will be drinking with, that would serve kings, that would be serving nobles, that would be serving presidents, that would be serving important men, proficient men, that would be serving important, renowned men. That's the first thing he wants to make. Not for meanness, no. I can never be relegated. I am always promoted. Listen, I am a factor in everybody's night. I'm a factor in everybody's light. I'm a factor in everybody's day. I'm a factor in everybody's life. Whoever comes in contact with me finds me as an important factor, an indispensable factor. That is me, the name of Jesus Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in my head. Christ in my hand. Christ in my feet. The Spirit of God is my engine. Christ in my eyes. Christ in my mouth. Christ in my mind, in my head, in my tongue, in every part of me, the hope of glory. No negative thing can survive in my body. I am built for positivity. I am built to add value to people's life. I am built to cause people to prosper, to make people rise from the dust, from the ashes of the world. I am built to add value to who comes in contact with me. I am built to make you a better person. That's my place on earth. I am not just to come and while away time. I'm not whiling away time here. That's impossible. I'm in a process. I'm the process, and by the time I would explode, the world would be affected. The entire universe will be affected. It's going to happen in a way that God has planned it. Because if I want to take it my own way, the explosion might just be to one side of the world and the other side will remain unaffected. But God's explosion would send every part of me to around the world and people will be positively impacted upon. And the name of Christ Jesus, when he has done this, his name alone shall be praised. His name alone shall be exalted. That is what I was made to be. And that's my purpose in life. What's your purpose in life? God bless you as you speak it out.